guess we should probably hit the intro.
Yeah, if you want. I thought you meant the real intro.
And it's the best of the Drew and Mike Show. Brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith and Coldwell Banker, Weir Manuel. Scott, the rising star of the company here. And he's been selling for almost 30 years. Now in real estate, after 26 years in radio, Scott can say the biggest contributor to stress is the lack of communication, which is why he will call you back in a timely manner.
20 years.
If you prefer to text, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is guaranteed. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunith, Coldwell Banker, Weir Manuel. See what your home is worth, or you need help in finding a new one, or you want to refer someone else to Scott, as a couple of people have done recently, which is great.
Scott!
248-797-7746. 248-797-7746. Or S. Kunith at CBWM. And why is this show live on Facebook at this hour? It's crazy. It's because we're recording the best of.
Yeah.
And we didn't do Truly Losing Heat. We got goofed up on Facebook Live earlier, which, oh, I should mention, is brought to you by our friends at Mesa between 3rd and 4th Street in the heart of Royal Oak. And they've got the 35-foot big screen TV for Michigan basketball, MSU basketball, Big Ten, March Madness. I guess maybe AAU football this weekend?
AAU.
What is it? Is it AAU?
I don't know.
Is
I think
what
it's
it is? AAU?
American Association of Football. I don't know. It's some. It's
AAF.
The
AAF. It's the AAF.
Might
isn't
be
it?
The worst titled franchise or league ever.
Well, considering no one in this room knows
knows
the name
what it
of the
is.
League,
no,
they might have the game on Saturday night.
Yeah,
they probably will, unless there's a wings.
Who is playing?
Trudy, we don't even know the name of the league. I think they'll be playing a Wings game on Saturday night in there, or a Pistons game, is my guess. But they have so many TVs, they'll have everything on. Yeah.
The Arizona Hotshots, the Orlando
Hot Shots.
Apollos.
Oh, the Hotshot Boys.
Hotshots versus the Apollos?
The bathing
Lake
of Apollos.
Stallions. Hot. The Atlanta Legends, Birmingham Iron, and San Diego Fleet.
Oh, now how are all of those guys playing?
Memphis Express.
Memphis Express?
Yeah.
That's the USFL team. Oh, no, that was the New Jersey team.
San Antonio Commanders.
The LA Express. That was the USFL
team. Oh, the
team.
LA Express.
The Memphis Showboats.
Showboats.
Wasn't that the Memphis
team? That was a team. I get the WFL and the USFL mixed up. The Wiffle. I love the Wiffle.
Is my camera frozen, Joe? It's funny because I can watch the Facebook feed, and so he's bouncing cameras around. And mine gets frozen on a look of me doing this.
Yeah, let's see.
I look like the thinking man.
Deep thoughts.
It's amazing, like a ventriloquist.
Hey, it shows the top of your head and how styled your hair is up there.
It's style. Oh, boy. Well, no, I don't have my cans on, so you can see my can outline.
It's kind of hooking over. It's hooking over the headphones, which is kind of cool, actually.
I know. Man.
Wish I could do that. I was looking at what we're doing on the best of, and it reminded me of some breaking news.
What?
Well, there's something about me being busted by fake news in the best of.
Yeah.
And I will confess that I did engage in some clickbait today.
You really? Did?
Yes, but it was valuable clickbait. It wasn't clickbait. It was a real story.
About?
It was about the sort of the downhill trending going on at Hooters. Millennials are killing Hooters.
Oh,
what's
really?
Wrong with
no.
them?
Isn't that insane?
They killed the one in Novi already that they fought. Remember how hard they fought to get that in there?
Oh, Trudy.
People were like, oh, you can't have Hooters, and then everybody
we've never
went.
Put our heart into something more than Hooters in Novi.
Yeah.
Campaigning for it, marching for it, everything. And
yes.
It's gone?
It's gone. Crickets.
Why are they killing Hooters? They don't like boobs?
I don't know what the deal is.
Like wings?
They said that they had 400, there were 400 Hooters, I think, 2 years ago, and now there's like 35 less. They wanted to expand, and actually Hooters are closing.
Oh, no.
I know. And I think there were a few more coming, and so it just was like, this is going the wrong way, folks.
Oh, bummer.
And there were some problems, too, with some people working at Hooters who are suing for stuff like sexual harassment.
Don't worry about it.
There's always
guys trying to be Hooters
dudes.
Girls.
Yeah. They ruined it.
It sounded like the problem with the Hooters girls was with other employees, like their bosses. So, you know, you
kill a good girl.
When your feature is boobs and girls who are scantily clad, it does can lead to problems and probably more problems now, maybe in 2019 than in 2015 or 2010.
I thought they were about chicken wings.
Well, the wings are great
and
too.
Tits.
Okay, all right, all right.
Big tits. Hooters.
Tommy Mikey.
One that I went to, they had all
wingy.
Somebody, they had all size.
What, all size boobs?
Boobs,
well,
yeah.
They don't discriminate against
the
boobs.
I prefer the larger boobs, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
But I haven't been in Hooters in a while. I guess I'm as guilty as anyone. I'm going to put Hooters back to work. I'm going to put Hooters back in the
map. Thanks for calling Hooters. This is Kay. How can I help you?
How are you?
Good.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Get to know me?
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
You son of a bitch.
What?
Stop whining.
Stop whining?
Yeah.
I'm not whining. What are you talking about?
Who are you?
I'm someone that works at this restaurant.
You lack discipline.
What?
You lack discipline.
Do I like discipline?
Yeah.
You need to call a different line. This is Hooters. You don't call here talking like that, all right?
Okay.
I love her for talking to drops, but she never understands the drop.
No.
She gets it wrong every time.
Dickwad.
Not to mention it sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Did she at any point see, have Kindergarten Cop on in the room somewhere and then have a flashback?
Yeah.
Stop whining.
Stop it.
What?
There's so many movies that I love watching because the drop comes up in the movie and it's so much fun. And Kindergarten Cop is one of the best.
Oh, it is.
Because it really
is soft.
It's funny, like, oh my God, I had no idea there were like six drops in the first 20 minutes.
And you think,
I guess I heard them all. I guess they must have taken them all from the early part. No, they keep on coming.
They do.
Well, Predator 2, when you son of a bitch kicks in, is so funny. It's right at the beginning of the movie.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
It just doesn't fit the it's hard to explain. It doesn't fit.
Well.
Okay.
Whew, yeah.
Get to the chopper!
It's okay from, though.
What probably every movie.
No, that's
Arnold
Kindergarten
Cop. That's Kindergarten
Cop. Because he asked the kids, how many are you are from Astoria? They all raised their hands. And then he asks again. He goes, okay. Then he asks again, how many of you have been born outside? And they all raise their hands.
And what does he do?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay. I'm reading Facebook Live. Last time I was in a Hooters, someone slammed a kid through a table in a bar fight because of a UFC fight outcome.
They do
Sylvia
have
versus Couture. So, a lot of issues going on at Hooters. That's really unfortunate.
Man.
Huh. I mean, sorry the guy lost his bet or whatever, too. Sucks. Scott Kunith is on Facebook Live.
Of course. He's checking in on us, making sure we do his plug.
Not in 3D. But he would not normally be getting his plug in Facebook Live on Thursday evening.
Right.
Because he sponsors the best of.
Yeah.
So,
is it in 3D?
It's
no. Not interested.
Yeah. Boy, it is easy to get distracted by the comments in Facebook Live, although I don't think there's a ton of people on there right now.
There's a good amount. There's a good amount right now.
Just not a ton of new comments, but I'm sure they'll start flying now. Anyway, so as far as the best of, I'm trying to think, is there anything else you want to mention about this weekend? Or about like us on Facebook. Like us. Or rather, rate us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes. I've noticed that there are a lot of fresh ratings.
What?
I know. I keep seeing the same ones. although last night I was really annoyed because I was looking and listening to Dennis Miller's podcast.
Oh.
And he's got 1,600 and some odd ratings. We have way more than that. We've got like, I think.
3,600?
3,600, yeah. So I'm like, why is he so far ahead of us? And then he mentioned early in the show that they had A.J. Benza on.
Yeah.
And they had set a download record.
A.J. Benza? What, were you listening in 2008?
No, it was 20.
A.J. Benza?
Yeah, I know. I kind of said the same thing, and I was surprised he was his best guest in terms of listenership. Yeah, 150,000 downloads.
Huh.
So we've got some work to do to catch up to Dennis Miller.
Balls.
I know.
Although I was...
I'll try to get A.J. Benza on for us.
I think we're close to 100.
I told you about that Dopey podcast, because you know that whole story. The two guys that did drugs, and they didn't want to talk about recovery. They just wanted to tell drug stories. And
yeah.
It's a really fascinating story. I don't want to spoil it if anybody out there. But they mentioned at one time that they had like... I forget the exact number of downloads, and I just remember going, that's it? And they still got Artie Lang and they had Danny Boy from House. They had guests.
How many downloads are we talking?
It was enough for me to go, that's it?
You mean like 10,000?
About,
yeah.
An episode. Well, that was 10,000. Now I think they get a lot more.
That's actually 10,000 is a lot of downloads for a podcast. You're in the top 3%, I think, if you get 7,700 downloads.
Huh.
So there's a lot of lame podcasts. I know, and a lot of those name podcasts
aren't
really pulling that many downloads. Some of them, like Dax, is doing great. Joe Rogan gets a 500,000 a show or something. I think it's more than that. Dennis Miller. I mean, there's some. And Dennis has Carvey on and Lovitz, who blew us off.
Yeah.
What about Caitlin from Teen Mom? How's hers doing?
That one's a good one, man. Ugh.
She had Tyler. He blew us off.
Caitlin from Teen Mom.
Yeah, dinner, remember?
She probably does a million a show. Oh, it's so stupid, though. They actually had clips of the podcast on Teen Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
But I remember going, I went through her, like, her show notes and her shows, and I was like, it's pretty well structured, actually. She talks about
good luck with your podcast.
I just don't know if she's good at it.
It does seem structured, but it's all about, like, Teen Mom Extra.
Let me just say that the bar was very low when I looked at it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty low.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Elizabeth Theranos podcast, though.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
I want to look for the next episode. I was so pumped. I listened to the first two.
Is she going to do some from prison?
I don't know. Great question. She's on bail, isn't she? She's not in jail, is she?
No, not yet.
She's out.
I don't know. She's
probably on bond. Before.
I think she's on bond.
She has to go through trial, right?
She's out.
Yeah.
But the first two podcasts were very good. It's called The Dropout.
Mm-hmm.
It's from ABC.
Oh,
like Nightline, I think, or what's called Nightline, has a series of podcasts. And The Dropout, I thought it was really good. And then the NXIVM podcast I like too, which was, I'm trying to remember this guy's name.
Dr. Phil?
Vanguard.
No, but there was NXIVM News. Did you guys read about NXIVM yesterday?
Yep. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. Claire Bronfman, who's the Seagram's heiress, her and her sister, Claire and Sarah Bronfman, they're in NXIVM. Yep. So, of course, they plied it with money.
Right.
And Vanguard could live as he pleased and drive luxury cars and, you know, have multiple residences. Apparently the Bronfmans are not so excited anymore about spending all their money on NXIVM.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, there's about, I think, 7 people on trial.
Really?
Multiple women on trial and Vanguard. And they had actually set up a defense fund for all the Vanguard people of $10 million. Most of it's been spent already, which is like, what are these lawyers doing? They haven't even gone to trial yet. How could they spend almost $10 million already?
How do they?
I guess there's a lot of preparation.
Oh, pretrial.
Yeah, I suppose. But $10 million? Really?
That's a lot.
I don't know. I really sometimes wonder about some of what these cases cost when you think about what it is. Well, this is a fairly complicated case. Anyway, the Bronfmans have said that we're not going to add any more money to the defense fund. So those of you, those of the rest of you besides Vanguard can provide your own defense. So they're now, so now they're getting court appointed lawyers for Allison Mack and these other girls.
Oh boy.
Which is on the one hand makes me laugh. On the other hand, it's like, you know, how many attorneys are we going to need for them? It's like, they really fucked up. Why do you get multiple attorneys when you fuck up? You know, if they were zeros, if they were nobodies.
Did OJ start that? Was that totally an OJ thing?
No, he had his own dream team.
Yeah.
He paid for it.
Right, but having multiple lawyers, because I don't remember. Do you remember a lot of cases where usually it was just one swinging dick lawyer?
Yeah, one swinging dick. And then,
well, he hired Kardashian so he could have attorney-client privilege.
Yeah.
He wasn't really a lawyer.
That's right.
And he needed Flea Bailey. I don't know why he needed Flea.
Flea didn't go through the entire case, though, did he?
And he needed a Sheck.
Shapiro was the fixer.
Sheck was
Sheck
the
was
DNA
the
guy.
DNA guy. Yeah. They had Carl Douglas.
It was
just
black
the cheerleader.
He had Kung Fu Fighter. No, the thing about NXIVM and Vanguard that I read, did you see the story on the federal jail in Brooklyn that had no power, no heat?
Right. So Vanguard
he's
had
in there.
No heat or power. Yeah.
Yes.
And they were bitching about it, and of course, a lot of people watch the trial saying, "Ah, karma's a bitch, ha ha."
And that's very authentic.
Yes, but he's still getting his defense paid for by the Bronfmans. I'm like, why are they? Yeah. Are you kidding me? So they're going to dump him. They dumped all the other girls. They're going to dump him pretty soon, and they're not putting more money into the fund. So I think he's kind of fucked anyway. But hey, they could be in a lot of trouble.
Can't wait to see how bad he looks in court.
You have a side by side of him with somebody. Doesn't he look a little like Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, yeah, my God, he does.
Nexium.
Nexium, yeah, Keith Raniere kind of looks like Elizabeth
male
Warren.
Male Elizabeth Warren.
He's probably got more Native American blood.
You know, this Allison Mack story is just amazing. She's on this stupid CW show, Smallville, which I guess was popular. Yeah, and she was, you know, in her 20s and was like, oh, Allison, she's going to be the Tom Cruise of Nexium. I mean, they really thought she was kind of a rising star. And I guess she did have some prospects going on. And she started to put everything on hold because I really want to grow. And I want to look, I want to shoot higher.
Be authentic.
Nexium's, yeah, be authentic. And Nexium's treating me to do that. And now she's just fucked. Career. See ya. Yeah. Bye. You're the Nexium creep. You're the branding creep. And...
Tom Cruise keeps going.
Catherine Oxenberg was at this hearing the other day because her daughter, India Oxenberg, Catherine Oxenberg was from Dynasty, those of you who are too young, was a big show in the 80s. Big, big, big show. And I don't know what happened to Catherine Oxenberg. But she looks great, too. She's beautiful. She's like, you know, 58 or so, and she looks great. I was really surprised because I still thought she was hot. But what's my point? Her daughter has just, like, sort of, she's winding out of Nexium, like, oh, that was really dumb. You know, she's in that phase.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it was her that said, oh, my God, I've got Allison Mack's initials branded on me.
Jesus.
Allison Mack and Keith Raniere.
It's a pretty cool logo, though. They combine their name. What? No? Doesn't look like a green blob.
No,
it's like some angular lines.
It's kind of a purple blob.
You can't remove branding either, unless you brand something else over it.
I think Dr. Roche could work on it and improve on it, but that would be
put
a real
some fillers
challenge.
In it.
Yeah.
Brand yourself and toot your own horn.
That would be a great challenge for Greg. Okay, the best of is brought to you by Scott Kunith. Remember to call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or help in finding a new one or refer somebody else to Scott. 248-797-7746. 248-797-7746 or as Kunith at CBWM. And as for the best of, let's see somewhere. Oh, here it is. Let's see. Terrible tangents in internet news stories? What?
Well, the comments on internet news stories, how they go into tangents. And you read a few of them.
Yeah. Oh, well,
I just kind of devolve.
I kind of recall that now. Clickbait? What? I gave up clickbait years ago.
This might have been why you gave it up.
Oh.
You also got fooled by fake news.
Wait, why are there two features where I'm getting busted for clickbait and fake news?
You are fake news.
I don't know.
Why am I the dick of this best of?
Hey, it's your show.
Ted Cummings on 2020.
He takes over.
You can share the highlight with Ted.
He was great.
Share the limelight with Tad.
And, you know, it's really funny. I've noticed a lot of people are saying it. Wow, Ted Bundy's amazing. You know, it's like, he's my favorite serial killer. I mean, I saw somebody tweeted that, is Ted Bundy on Instagram? And we were joking about that.
Yeah.
Is he?
And I think they were joking, too. But it does seem that it was Ted Bundy month.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like it was declared.
And
the Ted Bundy special was amazing.
He might be the most popular. We know who the least popular is. That's Bill Thomas Kilman.
The worst. What a total idiot.
Wait, where's Manson on this list?
Oh, Manson's high. Manson's got to be top three. Although he never killed anybody.
He's kind of a triple threat, too.
He
wrote
anyone.
And sang songs. And
yeah, he got songs recorded by the Beach Boys and Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
He might be number one on the cult list.
He was a family man, too.
Yeah, great guy.
Like BTK, was a family man.
So much so that his grandkids are fighting over his body.
Nice.
Is it the grandkids? I thought
it was one grandson. What, a pen pal? Boy, nice legacy you leave behind when your maybe grandson and pen pal are fighting over your remains.
What happened to his fiance?
Oh, I don't. She got sensical.
Digging.
Yeah, I think they broke up.
She was attractive too.
We talked to the mom.
Yeah,
her mom.
She was using him though for his environmental skills.
I know it did seem a little imbalanced there. And
Manson
didn't
have it.
I know.
You know, what
first person ever used for
these murders always attract hot chicks. I mean, Bundy, that girl, for being a guy that murdered sadistically like 30 chicks, she wasn't bad. I mean, knocked her up on death row. And then...
How did that happen?
Bundy. Bundy's amazing. Bundy can make anything happen. He's like magic. And then Lyle and Eric Menendez have hot babes. Lyle, I think it's Lyle's been divorced and remarried in prison to two different hot babes.
The Juice.
Wow. Juice. And I do remember watching a Sally Jesse show where it was women who wanted to marry John Gacy, who was gay. That's how crazy it is. Like, decent
looking
women.
I loved her, but I didn't like her.
Wanted the gay Gacy.
Wow.
Gay Gacy.
It's crazy.
They just had a nightly news is starting, and it opened with breaking news, a Bezos bombshell.
A Bezos bombshell.
Oh, wow, this sounds great. And then they haven't gotten to the story yet, but basically he's claiming that the National Enquirer was trying to blackmail him, which, they had the story on you, dope.
You mean back 2 weeks ago?
That's how I took it. I don't know. The story hasn't even started. That's all it's
Thanks for listening to everything, Bezos.
I know. Where's
Bezos? He is looking Bozos. So clueless these days. Okay, supposedly he hasn't seen Lauren Sanchez in 28 days because now that he's busted, it's like, I don't know her. I don't never go anywhere with her. And so no one has spotted them together or nearby in 28 days. They're pretending like, she's like a magnet. I'm just pushed away from her. It's crazy. Because they were, in constant contact. They were following him everywhere.
That fucking picture of Bezos.
He looks ridiculous
there. He's so weird looking. His brother looks just like him.
All the Super Bowl pictures, he was with people like 2 feet taller than him.
Yeah.
He looked like a
gnome.
Benjamin Button when he was really old or something. It was weird. And he was just tiny. And then not only does he look like a complete dope for a lot of reasons, but we find out that he drops the Super Bowl commercial he was running for Amazon because Lauren Sanchez produced it. And the reason they made it was like, he spent $20 million on the commercial. And they had the commercial, and I'm like, that commercial's not that special. And I'm thinking, Lauren Sanchez said, this is costing me $1 million to produce, and I need $19 million for me.
Hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
Didn't it look like a half-ass commercial? I mean, not half-ass, but did that look like a $20 million commercial? Did anybody else see it?
The Amazon commercial?
Yeah. No, it didn't run because Lauren Sanchez
wasn't
shot it.
It was Blue. It was his
space
company.
But Lauren Sanchez did the commercial.
Yeah. Which no one knew until they pulled the ad from the Super Bowl.
And why would she be doing it? That's not what she does. She's a stupid TV host.
Hey, she's a pilot, too.
Yeah, she took aerial shots, by the way, from her helicopter. I'm sure that's what cost the $20 million.
By the way, you can do that with a drone, just in case you're going to make another one.
They said she shot
Sanchez.
From her helicopter, which she probably charged Bezos for. That's probably part of the $20 million, $10 million in expenses for her chopper.
I got to tell you, there's a lot more to this Bezos story, though.
What?
He starts it off, he has this big post on... I don't know where the post is at, but something unusual happened to me yesterday. Actually, for me, it wasn't unusual. It was a first. I was made an offer I couldn't refuse, or at least that's what the top people at National Enquirer were thought. I'm glad they thought of that because it emboldened them to put it all in writing rather than capitulate to extortion and blackmail.
You're so smart, Bezos!
I decided to publish exactly what they sent me despite the personal cost and embarrassment they threatened. They threatened to publish his dick pic. That's basically what it boils down to.
Oh boy.
Is he issuing a dick pic to everybody who has Amazon services?
Yeah, you should just send it out. Amazon Prime.
Wait. Are they asking for money to not publish it?
That's what I'm looking for.
I think that's what he's accusing
Bezos.
Them of.
Man, this is the longest story, Bezos.
I would think they'd rather publish his dick.
I knew
that's a decent dick pic.
I knew he had an investigator going after it. Because he wanted to find out how they got the text. That's why he really had the investigator.
Lauren Sanchez is laughing at him, sending him to other people.
And he starts talking about the post. Oh, my God, this is the longest post, Bezos.
If you want to hand me the remote, I just saw it on TV.
Dick?
Really? It probably looks just like him. I think you just saw a picture
exactly,
of Bezos.
Just
Brandon.
Him.
Give any money to NBC News?
It wasn't really his dick. It was just his head.
It was Bezos. Hello, Bezos.
Oh my God! You would not believe how long name. This post is.
Bezos.
Good evening, everyone. There's breaking news tonight. A stunner from the richest man in the world, Amazon's Jeff Bezos.
When are you
going to grow
up,
Bezos? He's dropping a bombshell against the National Enquirer tonight, accusing its parent company of trying to blackmail him with alleged nude photos. Let's go right to NBC's Joe Fryer for details. Joe?
Nobody wants Lester, your nude good photos. Evening tonight. Bezos. Amazon CEO and owner of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, has released a stunning Bezos. Message. He says that AMI, which owns the National Enquirer, threatened to release embarrassing photos of him unless Bezos agreed to stop investigating them and the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. A few weeks ago, Bezos announced that he and his wife, Mackenzie, were getting divorced. Then the National Enquirer published an investigation about Bezos, which included intimate text messages he had exchanged with a woman he was reportedly dating. After that story was published, Bezos says he hired investigators to figure out how those texts were obtained. In response, Bezos says AMI threatened to publish more text messages and photos if Bezos did not stop his investigation. Today on the website, Medium, Bezos posted emails that he says he received from AMI.
All right, kill it, because here's the email, and this is what AMI sent to him. In the interest of expediting the situation, and with the Washington Post poised to publish unsubstantiated rumors of the National Enquirer's initial report, I wanted to describe to you the photos obtained during our news gathering. This is from AMI. In addition to the below-the-belt selfie, otherwise colloquial known as a dick pic.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
The Enquirer obtained further 9 images. These include Mr. Bezos' face selfie at what appears to be a business meeting.
Wait, what?
A
face selfie. He took a selfie and he sent it to Lauren Sanchez while at a business meeting, which...
Look how hot I am at my business meeting. Look how powerful I am, Lauren.
That's what I look like when I'm doing business.
Oh, my God, how juvenile.
I look very powerful, Bezos.
How pissed would you be if you were in the other side of the business meeting? You know, you have no attention.
Business ethics.
Pay attention, Bezos.
Mrs. Sanchez's response, a photograph of her smoking a cigar in what appears to be a simulated oral sex scene.
Classic.
A shirtless Mr. Bezos holding his phone in his left hand while wearing his wedding ring. He's wearing either tight black cargo pants or shorts, and his semi-erect manhood is penetrating the zipper of said garment.
You're not hot, Bezos. Put your top back on.
Throw your dick back in your zipper, Bezos. A full-length body set of Mr. Bezos wearing just a pair of tight black boxer briefs or trunks with his phone in his left hand while wearing his wedding ring.
You like what you see, huh?
A selfie of Mr. Bezos fully clothed. A full-length, scantily clad body shot with short trunks.
Oh, Bezos.
The B-Bone fantasy, man.
You're not hot, Bezos.
A naked selfie in a bathroom while wearing his wedding ring. Mr. Bezos is wearing nothing but a white towel in the top of his pubic region can be seen.
You should see me have sex with myself.
Mrs. Sanchez
Bezos
wearing...
isn't bald there, too?
Cut it out, Bezos!
Oh, he's totally bald there. Ms. Sanchez wearing a plunging red neckline dress, revealing her cleavage and a glimpse of her nether region.
Ooh. Hot.
Should take a picture of it?
Yeah, Mrs. Sanchez wearing a two-piece red bikini with gold detail dress.
Did someone say vagina?
Oh, she's going up for $138 million. Billion bucks.
Well, that got my attention. What?
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
That's fucking nuts, man.
So what are they asking for?
Well, they want...
I didn't have time to read this whole thing.
They want Bezos and the Washington...
To knock off investigating their...
Unsubstantiated rumors, yeah. But I guess those rumors are...
I'm not sure that would equal extortion. Bezos, you think you're so smart. We just revealed all the stupid pictures you took, Bezos.
So is he going to release those pictures?
Nowhere.
Is he going to control the story by releasing the pictures himself and taking new ones and releasing those?
I don't think so.
Here's one that's fully nude without the towel.
Here's a close-up of my cock.
Oh, here are purported terms.
I'm going to top that.
They send it to all Amazon Prime members. An advantage.
Wow, this is wild.
Here's Lauren's pussy. Here's Lauren's tits. All right, you've seen it all now.
It's just real. I don't know. I'd have to sit down and actually really.
Where's
really
the story?
Medium.com if anybody wants to check it out.
Medium.com?
Smedium.com.
Nice choice of website, Bezos. Why is it on medium.com?
I don't know. Why didn't he do it in the Washington Post?
So Daily Mail isn't doing the story?
Well, that's just his post. He put it out there.
On Medium? Is that a big site?
I've never been to it.
Nice going, Bezos.
Why can't, oh, he probably didn't put it on Washington Post because of all the paywalls. It's already February 7th, so everybody's blocked. Yeah.
10 stories.
Huh.
Thanks for not being able to read your magazine, your stupid newspaper, Bezos. Every time I say his name, I feel the name is dumber and he's dumber. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
He just seems so dopey. Every time I see a picture of him, I think he's dopier than the last one I saw.
It's true.
He's got $138 billion. How can you possibly think that? He's kind of dopey with women, though.
Yeah.
Pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
And he does think he's hot.
He does.
I don't care how much money you have, Bezos. You're like 5'3", and you look ridiculous. You're not hot. You're not that buff.
He could make himself hotter. There are ways.
I guess the allegations are that AMI, the National Enquirer, has
anyone
also
kick his ass dirty. Anyone
has also worked on the behalf of the Saudi government.
Wait, say it again.
That AMI, the National Enquirer, that David Pecker has also allegedly worked on the behalf of the Saudi government. After Mr. Trump became president, he rewarded Mr. Pecker's loyalty with a White House dinner, to which the media executive brought a guest with important ties to the royals in Saudi Arabia. At the time, Mr. Pecker was pursuing business there while also hunting for financing for acquisitions.
Cut it out, Pecker.
And they were not happy Pecker that the Washington Bezos. Post wanted to run that story. Although the AP ran that story.
Sounds like Bezos is getting involved in the content of the Washington Post. Cut it out, Bezos!
All that other stuff's just too hard to digest. Let's hear about your dick pics, Bezos. Yeah.
Release a close-up, Bezos. Get it over with.
Close. Ew.
That's funny.
I'm going to put out another topless selfie because the Enquirer's putting one out.
Oh, God, has Bezos ever done blackface?
Is the sweater outrage? I don't know. Am I downplaying the sweater outrage? I don't mean to. It just seems...
It's a stupid sweater.
It's a stupid sweater. It's got an extra long neck. And it goes over your mouth to keep your bottom of your face warm.
Let me ask you this. Does it come in any other colors other than black?
Can I don't know.
Can you get it in blue?
No. See, you can see on the side. It doesn't come with anything else. Mm.
But I don't look at that and see someone in blackface. I see someone who's covering the bottom of their face with a sweater or whatever it is. Because from the nose up, she's white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you not allowed to do half blackface?
Can't do any percentage of blackface.
Okay, well then turtlenecks are out because it makes your neck black.
I like turtles.
They really. I think they do this. This is outrage porn. You know,
yeah, a little
bit. Coolest monkey in the jungle thing with this little kid.
Yeah.
At H&M, those people know before they put that out there. They see it being manufactured, don't they?
How do they not?
I can't believe they thought that was a cool design. That's the part that's most disturbing. Is Gucci that far off? I mean,
well, the price point. The price point was far off, I'll tell you that much.
It's really stupid. It's making people think they're trying to do blackface or they're not aware of blackface. I mean, there's so many things wrong with it. And then $900 for something that looks that bad?
Yeah.
I can't believe they would wear it.
Nobody bought it. They do that every so often when they come out with some stupid piece of apparel, and everyone gets angry.
I can't imagine anyone would have bought that.
No.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe a Jenner.
Seller in Virginia.
Possibly a Jenner.
Yeah.
Or Virginia.
The governor of Virginia.
Chuck Berry's death is the final item on the best of, and that leads into a conversation about the Bee Gees of all things. So, yeah.
A sad day.
Any opportunity for that drop, which I have a feeling you might hear again. So here we go with the best of the Drew and Mike show. The fappening. There's a new fappening.
Yeah, I don't know why. You know, it seems like every once in a while they just...
Wait, Whitney Port?
Yeah, you want to see Whitney?
Oh, you know, I know with the fappening...
It's terrible.
You know, it's supposed to look...
You should really do something about this.
It really is invasive. And
let's look at him.
I have to tell you, I am... And I'm going to say this and be a total hypocrite and look... I am stunned that this many people actually put up pictures of their ex-girlfriends or somebody their revenge porn, whether it's porn or nude pictures. I cannot believe that's such a violation.
These ones are flat out stolen from the cloud.
Right. Different thing. Different thing entirely.
But terrible chilling effect.
Thing some, but can I see Whitney Port?
Yeah.
I mean, me not seeing her isn't going to change anything.
I will show you. I will show you Whitney Port if you look at Miley Cyrus.
Oh man, I don't want to see Miley Cyrus. I've seen her and I didn't like it, and I didn't want to see her anyway.
There's Whitney.
Oh.
There's Whitney.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's one piece of ass. Oh, wow. Look at that one. Ubba, ubba.
Who's Whitney Port again?
I'm coming around.
Oh, C-U-M. is she from the OC or The Hills? Which one is it?
True.
One of the MTV reality shows.
She was on The Hills.
The Hills.
Mm. She was LC's work friend.
That's right. Huh? Yeah?
Boy, she is really in pretty fine condition.
Mm.
This, I mean, if you're going to have something stolen, you might as well look like this. Wow.
Yeah, she looks great.
You know,
no shame in her game.
What's that?
No shame in her game.
No, there is no shame in her game. This is someone that I would not imagine taking nude pictures of herself. She acts so...
I gotta tell you, though, don't they look a little old? Like, just the quality?
Oh,
there?
Yeah, a little bit. Wait, is that her, too?
No, that's okay. That's a clickbait for a porno.
Oh, nude amateur girls. Yeah, that didn't strike me as very Whitney-esque. Her pictures are very classy.
Oh, look at that pouty feet. Oh, no penis tonight.
Oh. Wait,
that's the thought bubble over her head. There. No penis.
There's no nudity either.
No, I know.
That's why she's pouting, because all her clothes are on.
This one's fake. I think Macy Williams from Game of Thrones.
Wait, do we have to leave Whitney already?
Oh, go to that
one. You saw them all.
Nobody wants to see Macy Williams nude, by the way.
Ariel Winner.
Who's Ariel Winner?
From
Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
So it's funny.
She loves being nude.
They have like the regular pictures of her. Like there's a tiger tattoo there, and that matches this tattoo here, because it's a video.
Oh yeah, they're showing proving that it's her.
Yeah, there's the video. Oh, it's nice. A 12-second clip, allegedly, of Ariel Winter. I mean, you can't. Yeah, I'm gonna pretend it's her. Oh, get it out of here, dude.
Oh, of course she's with some guy that's Oh, now they show us her face, so we can know the face that was attached to that ass that was
And she also
pummeled.
Sent this one with, you know, a kind of naked, but not totally
you
naked.
You see an areola there.
You know, you see a hint of areola.
The shadow of a nipple.
She's delighted to show those, though.
I think Kate Hudson is real, by the way, here.
Oh, is that an old picture of Kate Hudson?
Small.
Yeah, that looks, because I think she's got breast implants. They're not like gigantic ones.
I thought she had them taken out.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Because she's in all those new commercials for her athletic wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she looks great in them.
She's always been in great shape. She's such a cute, I mean, she's got such a cute face.
Nice butt.
Something very cute about her.
That's funny. They always put up like a non-nude one to say, see, it's real. let's see.
How does that justify, or not
I keep wanting
justify,
to
how does
on
that prove it?
Other people.
What other people? Which
Everybody
ones?
Go wait. Like go up. Go up. No, it's different page. Forget about it.
Well, let me go back because there's other people on this page.
Let's see. Where were we?
Rosario Dawson's.
Oh my goodness!
I think that is real.
Wow.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah, that's Rosario. It's
definitely
for
a video
sure.
Of her.
She's got those big lips. Mm. I believe they're natural lips. She's in the water.
Which one's
floating nicely? Wow.
If there's any question about grooming, then I think this pictorial answers it.
Yeah, thankfully. That was the whole purpose of it.
Settles the question.
Then there. Oh, okay, now here's Miley. You have to look at Miley.
Oh,
gee,
no.
Do you think that's her?
Gee,
no thanks.
She probably put these out for real.
Oh, yeah.
So people have to look at them.
I don't know why. There's just nothing sexy about Miley Cyrus to me. Is it her personality?
She looks like a boy.
She looks like she does.
I agree.
Yeah, she's got a wide taint. I don't know if you knew that. Look, there's visual proof of how wide her taint is. Look at that.
That is pretty wide.
That's unusual.
It's pretty wide.
It's a different look,
right, Trudy?
I have no idea what I'm seeing.
Trudy is not participating heavily in this portion of the program.
Oh, here's another one that proves her wide taint. Look at that. Too much space there.
No. What is the measurement on taint, the average taint size?
You take the distance from tip to tails, and then you divide it by two and multiply it by a constant. I don't know what the constant is.
Well,
and you get a standard number
for... Can we get a different page, please?
She does have long legs. So maybe having a long taint would go along with
they're
this.
Like, it's like
wait, go back down.
It's like if you stuck them into a pair from the side.
Oh,
that's real life something on cam. I'll click on
it. I like to watch girls on camera for free girl, too.
Live cams roulette. No wonder you click on clickbait all the time.
See, I like her better than anybody in that Fappening. I don't know her, but...
Whatever. Yeah, boring.
She's hotter than Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, but she's boring. She's boring me.
What's boring you about her? Miley Cyrus is just sitting there. She's in a picture. This girl's moving.
Well, no, I'm not. If I had to choose, this is a loop.
It's just as good the second time.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks. There's a lot more in that story of women that were violated. Thanks to the family.
What do you mean? What as far as the story
that we saw? Just the list of names. There's a lot more people.
Well, who else? I didn't see anybody else.
Do you have the story I threw over?
Oh yeah, Kate Hudson, Rosario Dawson, Diana Agron joined Miley Cyrus in growing celebrities targeted by hackers whose nude photos have been leaked online. Nude photos of Kate Hudson, Whitney Port, Diana Agron.
Oh, I know who we forgot.
Suki
that's,
Waterhouse.
That's the one we forgot. Yeah,
who? Yvonne Stravovsky.
Price and Waterhouse.
Lily Rabe, Marin Ireland, AJ Michalka. I don't even know who these people. I don't even know who the hell you are.
One of them's Melisandre from Game of Thrones. Trudy, you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah,
Melisandre.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, photo or video of Leonardo DiCaprio's ex, Kelly Rohrbach.
Suki Waterhouse used to put out for Bradley Cooper, I believe.
Then she's got to be hot. I would assume she's hot if Bradley Cooper is bothering with
her. Yeah, I saw them earlier. They're not on here anymore. I don't know. Charlotte McKinney, hang on.
Carice Van Houten.
Carice Van Houten?
Carice.
From Game of Thrones.
Carice.
And Audrina Partridge.
That's Melisandre.
Oh, I see.
Audrina, what, were they going after Hills people?
I guess.
There was a guy from Laguna Beach who committed suicide, by the way.
Really?
Because of this?
Because no one knew.
No.
No one knew who he was anymore.
Maybe. I didn't even remember him from the show.
Oh, you're part of the problem.
Sorry.
If you would have followed him on
it's funny.
Social media.
I actually clicked on something. What are the Hills people up to now?
You know, it's
and I clicked all 12 people and read what they're doing now.
Are they doing anything?
Yeah, they're actually doing something. You know, they're all from rich families, though, in Laguna Beach. So
you want to know a 10-minute conversation Julie and I had today?
About?
Drew clicking on clickbait. And why does he do it?
What was the determination?
Because you don't care. You'll click through anything.
Yeah, I will. Well, if I have time.
Yeah, and you're doing, I said to you, you're doing it on a pad usually, right?
Yeah.
So isn't it harder, Jay, to get viruses and malware on an Apple, like an iPad, so as opposed to a desktop or, you know, a Windows thing? Which we were just laughing at the fact that Drew goes, I want to see that, and just clicks on it.
I understand.
Which I get. I totally get it.
What's so dumb is the tease always gets me.
Yeah, no, I know.
But you're not
a simple man like that.
I've done it so many times that, you know, everybody falls into the lowest common denominator once in a while.
I know.
I get that. I would go to clickbait every time, but I stop myself.
What, you know, I've always said this about
time.
I've always said this about movies, for example.
There's only one that has balls to use clickbait.
once in a while when I always say, like, during a movie, let's say it's I'm trying to think of a good fiction movie. Well, the star of the movie basically gets killed halfway through the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I never would have thought this. So it would just give you the feeling that anything can happen in a movie, whereas usually you know that the good guy is going to be there till the end, so he can't. He'll get out of this whatever this mess is he's in an action adventure movie.
Sure, yeah.
Well, I feel the same way about clickbait. The person that they say, this Baywatch babe is looking. You know, see how she's looking now, and it's not Pam Anderson, maybe someone else who was really cute, and you're like, oh, I would like to see her now. But the problem is you have to see 24 people first.
Yeah.
Why don't they put that girl third once in a while? Because now I've learned that she's always last. So it's like, no, I don't want to go through 20 people right now to see her. So forget it.
Oh, yeah, they should.
Well, so if you put her third, then you're only going to click two or three times.
Yeah, but all the times I won't click at all because I know she's 25th every time.
I think the hardest click to get's the first one. They figure if they got you there, they're going to get you for 24 more.
Well, possible, but there's so many times that I won't bother because I know she's always last.
How deep do you have to go before the commercial, so to speak?
Like five.
Yeah. They should do it before the commercial.
And that sucks. Yeah.
Where do you usually get hit by clickbait from? Like, what site are you usually on?
Mm. Oh, lots of sites.
TMZ usually has some.
Yeah, TMZ has it. TMZ is textbook clickbait, in my opinion.
New York Daily News.
It's usually a good tease, too.
This is what I want to click on right now. Six actors who drank on set.
No, I know. How do you always avoid those? I mean, you'll never touch that?
I'm clicking on it right now.
That's only six. I mean, that.
Just see how so-and-so looks now, too, and it's always.
Yeah, that's. I always want to see how people look now.
There was a hint that it's horrible. That when you see it, you're gonna like.
I'm not sure which one I enjoy more. When disaster has struck, who's the one? Who's the one that just looks so rough now? She was in
Meg Ryan, maybe.
Meg Ryan, yeah. Well, she's in 10 plastic surgery disasters in Hollywood, right, yeah. And she'll be the 10th one every time,
right?
But I'm trying to think what else. Who is the actress? She looks terrible. Madeline Kahn.
Oh, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Rough. Woo. Something terribly, terrible has struck Madeline Kahn.
I can never, ever be prepared for the sight of the Catwoman who comes up in all of those.
Yeah.
Yep. That one is so fucking frightening.
Yeah,
and that picture will hit and you'll be like, oh! Ah! And then you fumble to get away and invariably hit the wrong button and there you are. And another clickbait.
Yep.
But her husband just divorced her or something?
They got a fight. No, the cat lady.
Oh, the cat lady. Yeah. There's
They got a couple.
Can you imagine what he's gone through living with
that? He, encourages it, though.
Yeah, he's into it. He's obviously attracted. He's got an attraction for cats. He's found the perfect woman who's willing to go through the transformation, plastic surgery-wise, into a human cat.
He wants a new kitty. He wants a new girl.
Uh-oh.
A new kitten.
I know, and now how does she find the one dude, the one other dude on the planet who wants a cat woman?
An old cat woman.
Oh, bummer. There's a story, a true story that just is going to blow anyone's mind who hasn't heard it. These two people got married and they were having trouble with, or they were getting ready to get pregnant. And so they wanted to get a DNA test for some reason relating to fertility or something to do that. Anyway, they find out they're brother and sister. They were both adopted. They were twins put up for adoption. And they always thought it was weird. They had the same birthday.
And looked alike a lot.
Yeah. Didn't look that much alike, I guess.
Do you have a picture of it?
It's a scam story.
Oh. What it is?
Oh,
oh God, it was fake. Are you kidding? I saw a report on it on Mississippi television, actually did a story on it. A local station in Mississippi. Are you positive?
It could happen in Mississippi. There's probably 10 people.
Well, I thought the
like
Mississippi
that.
Element made it seem more believable.
Believable.
It was an ethnic couple, by the way. They were black. I pictured a white couple.
Yeah.
I totally pictured a white couple.
Oh, you're my sister.
Oh, it was picked up by lots of.
It was on the Mississippi Herald newspaper.
Huh.
The Mississippi Herald's a respected paper.
Yeah.
So how did this hoax happen, Jay? Does it say?
I just saw the headline and bookmarked. I was going to print it off.
It was on Fox News, The Sun, Metro, Huffington Post, The Independent, Elite Daily, The Daily Mirror. Oh, Daily Mirror.
Fox
whatever.
News,
whatever.
News.
Mississippi Herald.
Well, some trolls put it out there, and it's like catnip to news agencies.
Okay, well, this story is not fake. it's a story about, let me see if I can find it real fast. Oh, wait a second. What's this?
You are fake news.
So your lady was lumped with Bill on a Jeopardy question today. Apparently, Bill and Melinda were Presidential Medal of Freedom winners last year. What? That was the category. The question is about this couple providing $35 billion in grants. Just thought, see, that would throw people right away. They go, couple. Well, yeah. I think Bill Gates, but his wife doesn't have $5 to her name. So that's impossible. Just thought you might want to know about all the good Melinda Gates is doing with no help from Bill, who accepted the award and did the talking. Yeah, you know. Damn her. That is the...
Oh, good.
It's so annoying.
It's on the Jeopardy that we watch a day later, so I'll know the
there
answer.
You go. Yeah,
peacock all over.
You should do that. You should just watch it here and then go home watching, like in Groundhog's Day, when Bill Murray's sitting there answering all the questions.
Okay, so 2020 on Friday was about Ted Cummings.
Yeah,
My man Ted.
My man Ted, yeah, and Elizabeth. And
Liz Cummings.
Yeah, his wife. She changed her new wife. She changed her post on Instagram to wife. So she definitely went voluntarily. There's nothing in terms of kidnapping. You know, I guess.
No. Oh, they had new video.
Yeah, of her leaving the house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of her own volition. Actually kind of running out to the car. She was excited for the adventure.
Little did she know.
But this guy is such a loser. First of all, the picture of him when he got married, did you see his prince-like mustache?
Yes. Oh, how about the picture they showed on 2020 of him in class teaching, and he's just standing there, goofy smile, and the slide next to him projected there was like an intestine or a bowel.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I'll find it for you. I just thought that was really funny. Like, that was the picture 2020 decided to use.
And he was, of course, the cool teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The one who talked to the kids about their problems and helped them through everything.
Made out with them.
Yeah, made out with them. Left town with them, fucked them.
Oh, gross.
Married them.
Sang songs for him.
Oh, yeah, that girl. His original grooming effort. That was ridiculous. But this whole thing about him claiming he had a background in the CIA and the FBI, and he's a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. But everything's tied up. I can only get $4,500. I can't sell all my stocks and bonds.
That's how it usually works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when people say that, that's how it usually works. And, of course, he was. It was important for him not only to get the $4,500 and the Cialis.
Yeah.
He left with his he
ton of Cialis.
He got a new, brand new prescription for Cialis.
Ugh.
I know, how gross. What a pig. Did you see her, let's see, her secret, they had some of their secret email messages because they had an account that only those two could get into. And she says, I love you so, 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 so much.
Yeah. And he wrote back, I saw you standing there. Your tits look great.
Oh, is it her tits?
Well, oh, you thought it was ass? That's funny.
I said you have a really nice ass.
Oh.
I said you have a really nice blank.
Oh, okay. I thought it was,
you have a really nice. Maybe you have really nice blanks. Which would make sense.
Could be either or. That's funny.
Yeah, I assumed it was ass. I don't know why.
You think Tad's an ass man?
Maybe.
Tad's into asses. The interview with his other ex-wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, Jill.
Oh, yeah. That was sad.
She's so sweetly naive, isn't she?
Yeah. They were high school sweethearts.
The story about
she came right out of Leave It to Beaver, by the way. How did she end up like that? And actually live through the 70s, 80s, 90s, and aughts, and she looks like that. It seems like she skipped everything from 1959.
2020 pointed out that Tad Cummins was taking Elizabeth Thomas to church with them. So it was Tad and Jill Cummings and Elizabeth, which I think is kind of weird. But, you know, they point out that's how they groom. But she had some other things I thought that were kind of naive about when he taught her how to use the coffee machine.
Oh, yeah. Todd made the coffee every morning.
Tad.
And then shortly before he left, he taught his wife how to make the coffee, which made her cry because she thought that he was going to jail.
For kissing her.
Yeah. Which he denied, and of course she believed him. Because
she couldn't figure out how to make coffee or something.
I know, that seems sort of pathetic. But I don't know, it was kind of, I don't know, I felt really sorry for her.
Well, I feel sorry for her. She's just incredibly naive. And then the story, too, about... You know, the Nissan Rogue was her car. He had the Jeep that he loved. And he made up this lie about a job interview miles away, so he needed to use her Nissan Rogue. And she didn't ask any questions.
You can't drive a Jeep to a job interview?
Exactly. If I were to say that to Julie, like, I got a job interview, I need to take, you know, the Edge, she would have a million questions as to why I'm taking her car. And how long I'm going to be gone, and why do I need the ads? What's wrong with your car, idiot? But not sweet, sweet Jill Cummins. C-U-M.
Mm.
But the highlight of 2020 was when the reporter went to the Super 8 Motel.
Yes, which we read numerous reviews for.
Here she
is. It was a complete piece of shit.
Walmart. That slip. Oh, this part's interesting, too, how they found him on the Walmart tape.
They make that stop in Oklahoma City, the first we know of, where investigators say they checked into this Super 8 motel.
Staff here telling investigators Cummins asked for directions to the local Walmart. That slip-up gave authorities the lead they needed to pull the store security video.
Fugitives, particularly if there haven't been fugitives before, are fairly unsophisticated, and they make mistakes.
We learned that Cummins made that mistake here at the Super 8, using his real name, even giving the motel his real ID before checking in to room 114.
This is what a single bedroom looks like at the Super 8 here in Oklahoma City. Newly renovated.
Newly renovated. No, she did not go into room 114. They gave her the best room on that property.
That there's no way the room looked like that.
No, because that room looked acceptable. Real name, even giving the at a Super 8, no way.
Pick up the mattress and let's see what's in the underneath it.
I need to oil the door.
This is what a single bedroom looks like at the Super 8 here in Oklahoma City. Newly renovated hotel room. You can see the newer linens.
You think she's a spokesperson or something?
A microwave and a refrigerator.
All a far cry from where they would end up once Tad Cummins' money runs out. Hotel staff say the two spent most of their time in their room keeping to themselves.
We know what that means.
His biggest trouble is going to be keeping her.
Because remember that when he went to Walmart, that's when he bought the KY.
Yes, keeping her
in
a place where she doesn't either want to run from him, call somebody, text somebody.
I don't think he had to keep her anywhere.
Said, look, you know, you're in
so
much trouble.
She wanted to be there.
That stupid picture of him.
If you go back there, you have to stay with me.
Throughout their journey, authorities say Cummins tries to cover his tracks, avoiding credit cards in favor of cash.
What a genius.
Switching out stolen plates twice, disabling his car's GPS system, and even throwing out their cell phones to keep from being tracked.
Oh, that must have killed her.
Yeah, that had to be tough.
Now, remember, Tad Cummins had a history south of the border. 20 years earlier, he traveled to the rainforest.
If you know what I mean, wink, wink.
South of the border. Now, in need of a hiding place off the grid. It could be an ideal destination.
Did you ever hear him talking about being off the grid?
Oh, we went to the kayaks.
Well, we used to watch TV shows together about that sort of thing. And
Bear Grylls. Ted Cummings.
Bear Grylls.
No, Bear Grylls.
You know, I never would have, a million years would I have dreamed that he would be doing that.
Since Elizabeth had no passport, Cummins couldn't take her by land and decided instead to take her by sea.
But how to pull off that crossing?
Sure.
Authorities say Cummins wanted to go by boat from here in San Diego down to Mexico. From there, they could continue on to Panama.
It's kind of more like, it would be more like a movie stunt. That's not for real life.
Brian Zolka is the owner and captain of Elgato Sport Fishing.
And is it easy to take a boat from here into Mexico?
No, it's not. You have to have the right boat. You have to have the right weather. You have to have the right skills in navigation. Otherwise, you're not going to make it.
And we just learned from investigators that Cummins didn't get a motorboat, just a humble man-powered kayak. That might be fine in this tranquil channel.
Sure.
Once he'd hit the mouth of the ocean.
This is, as you can see, we're coming out here. There's good waves. This is an easy 4 to 8 foot swell, real close together.
Are you kidding?
Shot. Cummins never got this far. Instead, he pursued another plan. We don't know the precise route, but Cummins and his teenage passenger ended up in Berkeley, California. And here they learn of a remote commune on the northern edge of the state. Believe
they
it or
do
not,
the whole,
there are still places in this country
commune
where people
part,
live
which,
completely
there was really nothing new in the when the interview they did there.
Not really.
Although, no, you know what? I take it back. They did reveal that he carried a pocket knife for protection.
Well, and his explosive temper. Yeah. What an idiot. He's trying to hide from the world. I'm going to turn that down. They're trying to do anything to not be located, seen, noticed, and he has to blow up at these people. Mm-hmm. His temper is that bad he can't hold it in. What an idiot.
Going back to the kayak thing, because I think we'd all like to watch Tad Cummings try to kayak in 8 foot waves.
Absolutely.
With Elizabeth Thomas in the back of the kayak, too, probably not carrying her weight. What if they just let him try to do that to earn his freedom now? Like, once he's convicted, he can
I'll go along with that.
Spend his life in jail, or let's see you try to kayak to Mexico, my man, and then air the whole thing live on pay-per-view.
I'm in.
I would pay.
$19.99.
I would pay to watch Ted Cummings kayak in
the
wave. Because, you know, most of the time it would be him trying to scramble to get back on the kayak after he's tossed off.
How? What kind of a dreamer was this guy? I mean, he really lost it.
He's singing with his dick.
Nut. Yeah.
Elizabeth Thomas, did you see the what she brought? A-Train, her gift to her dad when she got home.
Oh, she bought a gift for her dad?
Very sad. She collected rocks along the way and rode
She thought her dad would like a souvenir of this trip where his daughter lost her virginity to a 50-year-old dude.
Yeah.
50-year-old fat ass.
And she was really sad because the FBI confiscated them.
Oh, no. Is that in the last 15 minutes or so? Yeah. I didn't see the last 15 minutes if there's any good in there.
I mean, obviously, you feel bad for A-Train and you feel bad for his wife, too, to be mixed up all because of Ted Cummins' dick. Cialis-filled dick. And honestly, they should sue Cialis, too.
I agree.
Because if it wasn't for Cialis, none of this would have happened.
Yep. I bet he was popping Cialis like mints.
Oh, yeah.
I was rock for a month. It's disgusting. How gross. You know, there ought to be a law about who can have Cialis, in my opinion.
How the hell do you drive across country if there's a boner like that?
That's why they had to take back roads.
I know it's funny. I'd like to check those surveillance tapes. Just to take a look.
When they make him kayak in the 8-foot waves for pay-per-view, he has to be on a ton of Cialis, too.
You would be. I guarantee it.
What am I talking about? Of course.
Cialis-filled unit. Disgusting.
This whole mess was because of that.
I know. Oh, speaking of eulogies, Gene Simmons coming unglued at the Chuck Berry funeral.
You know when they...
Gino?
You know,
never heard Gene lose it.
You know when they have wakes and they have the video that runs?
Yeah.
Do you think they included his pew video?
By all means.
Well, it was historic. Certainly as historic as any of his music.
His collection of women in the bathroom.
They showed that video too.
With the
Gene Simmons, though, like that was the guy that showed up. All the people who claimed they revered Chuck Berry.
There were a lot of call-in video type things, phoning it in, but not showing up.
Go to his funeral.
Oh, St. Louis isn't a real popular destination, funeral destination point, I'm afraid.
Gene has a really unique eulogy style because he takes shots at people.
Yeah. Oh, right.
He took a shot at Pat Boone and he takes a shot at Michael Jackson.
How long is it full?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, let it roll. Well, what's the short?
One
minute? Yeah. I go for the 1 minute, I guess.
I hadn't planned on coming up here and saying anything. I was just
fake
standing in the back, and somebody walked over and asked me if I'd like to say a few words.
Yeah, there's nobody
without
here, Gene.
Chuck Berry, something? I wouldn't be here. And everything that
yeah, because he died. Came, that's why you're there.
Yeah, you're at his funeral, of course.
This huge thing called rock and roll. Started with a guy who just wanted to make people feel good. You know what he did, right?
He wanted chicks. That's what he did. Because he wanted to make people feel good.
Make them feel good.
When I saw that, moonwalk, get out of here with that stuff. When I saw that, I went, what is that? This is unequaled by anybody in any form of music. Maybe Chuck said it best. Roll over, Beethoven.
When he said,
tell Tchaikovsky the news. Buckle your knees. Bow your head. The great Chuck Berry is passing by.
Oh. By the way, he has sunglasses on the whole time.
Of course.
She said he wore to cover his tears.
Wow. What if that would have finished the eulogy? Put a period on it.
So Gene went on. Gene, who had no plans to speak, spoke for 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It's kind of a lie. Although Gene could speak for hours.
And had some very quotable things to say, too.
Yeah.
Roll over, Beethoven. Tell Tchaikovsky, the news.
When I saw that moonwalk, get out of here with that stuff. What?
It was a duck walk, not a moonwalk.
No, he was saying, get out of here with that moonwalk. And then he saw Chuck Berry's duck walk. And he went, what is this? He was blown away by it.
Gene is deep.
I'm sorry.
Another day above ground.
There's no particular place to go. Sweet little 16. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way, you choose it. It's got a backbeat. You can use it. Any old time, you choose it. As long as you above ground. Which Chuck we are today, not. And Chuck is not. okay, Andy Gibb, just for Maz's sake, I had to pick up the book, Tragedy, The Ballad of the Bee Gees. I didn't realize. I guess it's a pretty tragic story in some respects, but the Bee Gees are just, you know, the three brothers are older. They're all fairly close together in age. And then Andy comes along like 12 years later.
The accident? The surprise?
Yeah, he's a surprise kid. And they never, I don't understand this. Why wasn't he in the Bee Gees? If he was a musician and a singer, I mean, I haven't read the front of the book really, but.
Well, when did the Bee Gees form? He was probably, if he's 12 years younger.
Yeah, he was just a little kid. But yeah. When he was 16, 17, all of a sudden he's a musician, he's a singer, and he's trying to get record deals, and he's not really invited in the Bee Gees. That's the impression I got as I read along here.
Hmm.
But.
He didn't like him.
His first three, and of course, this is the main reason.
Same
I suppose.
Father, same mother.
I think so. I don't know. You know, I have to read more.
Well, same father, same last name.
Yes, same. I think it's the same parents. But anyway, Andy's first three releases, the first three singles he put out, I think it was in 1980, 81, were all number ones.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's all little girls buying his records.
Yeah.
Not really an
artist.
The
Bieber.
They were the dumbest songs.
His day.
And then he becomes a party monster, and he gets in this, has this fling with Victoria Principal and breaks up, and he was upset. No, he's not to have a broken heart. We're not going down that path. But
he didn't.
But he partied up such a storm that he blew everything. He was on, remember the show he was on? He was a host of Dance Fever? No, not Dance Fever. That was Danny Terrio, wasn't it? He was a host of something, and he started not showing up a lot, and I think they blew him out. Yeah, you'll find it, I'm sure. But anyway, he went, here's sort of where
gold.
We pick it up. What was it?
Solid
Gold, yeah. Was
Jake,
it with Marilyn McCoo?
Not let me look for that.
Sorry.
I think Marilyn McCoo is his co-host.
Yeah.
From the Fifth Dimension? Is
yes.
that what you're
yeah.
Oh, my God, what a bad match.
Oh, boy.
So Andy's desperately trying to salvage his ailing career and search for his own identity, spending more time in L.A. and attempt to go it alone and not just be another Gibb from Miami. In September 83, he signed in for a cameo on the popular NBC sitcom Gimme a Break.
Oh, sweet.
The best they could get him. Although lightweight, the show is a magnet for high-profile stars. Whitney Houston, Sammy Davis Jr., Milton Berle, and Don Rickles all appeared on Gimme a Break.
Ooh! They let him perform his song on Gimme a Break.
Perky blonde 21-year-old actress Carrie Michelson, who played Katie in the show. I've never heard of her, by the way. I mean, her career must have gone down the tubes after the show. Was the biggest Andy Gibb fan on the planet. When it was revealed that Andy would be their next big cameo, the rest of this cast teased her relentlessly. Her Gibb crush was no secret. On the first day of his guest spot, Andy joined the cast for a script read-through. Everyone sat around a table. Andy read all his lines directly to Carrie Michelson. Clearly, something was happening. It was an immediate attraction between the two of us. There was something there, a chemistry. Over lunch throughout the week when he was on the set, that spark ignited. While they didn't share a scene, they couldn't be pried apart off camera. Andy's final love affair was underway. It seemed Andy learned a lot from his very public romance with Victoria Principal.
Uh-oh.
For their first date, rather than treading a red carpet, he and Michelson visited his parents, Hugh and Barbara, and snuggled together on the family couch while watching a movie. Boring. New couple kept well under the radar, spending quiet nights at his house, avoiding the Hollywood paparazzi. Then Andy's demons return. Weeks would pass between calls to Michelson, and then when he did get in contact, he'd push her away. I don't want you to see me this way, he told her, without going into detail. But I guess he was going on these coke benders. He would just do cocaine for days. And he drank a lot, too, I guess. Ever since success of 77 Saturday Night Fever, Robert Siegel had been planning a sequel. Finally, 83 John Travolta. Oh, this is about the Bee Gees. We don't care about the Bee Gees right now.
By the way, so yeah, same mother and father. And apparently there was a daughter Bee Gee, too.
Oh.
What?
Leslie. What happened to her? They just abandoned her. Can't sing. Get out of this family. While his brothers were busy building their own house of hits, Andy finally accepted the hopelessness of his situation, checked into the Palm Springs Betty Ford Clinic in April 85.
For a broken heart?
No, for cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Barbara gave accompanied Andy to rehab, and on his request, called Carrie Michelson. Andy's asking for you, Barbara told her. Will you come and see him? Michelson still loved Andy despite his recklessness and agreed in a heartbeat. She brought a guitar and encouraged Andy to write and play some music, rebuild his sense of worth. I watched him come back, she said, a little bit more every week. Andy talked a lot about PETA to Carrie. Wait, PETA? Why is she talking about PETA? Who's PETA? Is that a person or is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals?
Is it P-E? P-I?
P-E-T-A.
Yeah.
Okay, and now I'd like to build some bridges with his estranged daughter. Sadly, that would never happen. I was released from Betty Ford. Andy knew he had to make changes. He moved out of his Malibu house. Too many bad memories. Entered Alcoholics Anonymous, followed his 12-step program, but he continued to relapse frequently and blew any chance of reconciling with Michelson. And work was almost impossible to secure. He was too unreliable. A few years earlier, he'd been the host of a top-rated TV show, had 3 straight number one hits, earned millions, drove a Porsche, lived the high life, flew only on private planes, and snorted $1,000 a day of coke.
Whoa.
That's a lot of coke. $1,000 a day?
Man.
That's like a half an ounce.
How's he getting it?
I don't know. Well, he's Andy Gibb. Just probably hasn't delivered.
Dropping off.
Now in 1985, Andy struggled to earn $500 a week. Ooh. That's somewhat diminished further over time. How much more could it diminish? What do you do, play a gig for $100? I mean, how much less than $500 can you make without while trying?
Give me the Burke residuals.
Yeah, there you go. Could be. Eventually, he'd file for bankruptcy. Yeah, you think his 3 songs would give him something? Some royalties? He had 3 number one hits. In an attempt to put a positive spin on his broken career, Andy agreed to a Lifetime TV Network interview in 1985, recorded at his new digs in L.A. Father Hugh hovered in the background, clearly concerned for his damaged son. They began with the usual soft questions and the role his brothers played in his career. I don't honestly think I'd be here now if it wasn't for them. Who knows how it would have worked out? The conversation ranged from family downtown Miami and his fallout with Victoria Principal. It was so intense, our relationship, a forlorn Andy admitted. Once again, he owned up to suffering a nervous breakdown, hardly reassuring news for any potential employer. What about drugs, he was asked. Who knew about your problems? What do they do about it? Andy admitted he tried to keep his coke problem to himself, but his family intervened, which led to a 6-week stretch at Betty Ford. It got to the point of danger, said Andy, who believed he'd never be cured. The best he could do in recovery speak was to take things one day at a time. As the interview wound up, Andy made a frank admission. I've failed a lot. I've let a lot of people down. Life to death is all one big lesson, that's what I think. I'm just not going to get hurt like I did before. I don't want to go through that again. No way. He'd spoken with Barry about possibly returning to the studio. And he was supposed to be in some all Aussie lineup for a tour. Blah, blah, blah. Then, okay, we're getting very close to the end if you're getting impatient, which you should be.
that's interesting.
Barry, Moe, and Robin tried to help Andy, who'd recently declared bankruptcy. Those are the 3 Bee Gees, by the way, if you're not a Bee Gee fan.
Oh, yeah.
Who declared bankruptcy, owing former manager Robert Stigwood $1 million.
Oh.
Which is probably all bullshit. That's probably all for studio time. And
oh, yeah. They could rack up
with like 50% profit. Right. Lopped on top. Barry, always the closest to the youngest brother, spent time with him in Miami playing tennis and hanging out. But Barry knew Andy's health was poor. He had trouble breathing and suffered intense chest pains. Andy was hospitalized, diagnosed with myocarditis.
Oh.
An infection of the heart. He'd have to curb his lifestyle immediately. A stimulant such as cocaine was dangerous at the best of times, but for someone with Andy's condition, it could be fatal. He found himself feeling well enough to return to the Gibbs Inner Ear Studio to cut 4 new tracks with Barry. On playback, both believe Andy's spark had returned. One song in particular, Man on Fire, stood out. Can you load Man on Fire?
I bet you
it sucks.
A little dubious.
I bet it sucks.
How about Barry, though, man? He really carried that family.
Yeah, Barry, and he's still going. Barry's the only one alive.
That is gigantic, but...
Yeah. A new recording deal was discussed with UK-based Island Records. The label choice of acts as diverse as Traffic, reggae star Jimmy Cliff, and Folkies Fairport Convention. The meeting had been set in place by Barry, and he shifted base to the UK in January 88, staying next door to Robin, who's living in his Oxfordshire manor house with his second wife, Dwina, an artist with a keen interest in Druidism? Really? The brothers insured Andy his pocket money.
Oof.
The voice track. It slowed down Saturday Night Fever, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, go with what works.
song sucks.
Just yeah, play Shadow Dancing, Kim.
I know.
Well, what a piece of shit. I don't know why they thought this stood out. The other three must have been horrible.
Crazy dancing, making my penis song.
This kind of sounds like he's out of breath.
Okay. Clearly, Barry did not bring his A material to the Andy sessions.
Marisa's on the song, too.
We got a few piece of shit songs we can give Andy.
Marisa's on the song, too. Don't forget about him.
So, the brothers insured Andy his had pocket money, giving him $200 a week to get by. $200 a week.
I'm going to guess some of that went to blow.
Yeah, probably. Robin told a reporter Andy's health had improved. He's ready to record again. Hey! The future looked bright. Andy's 30th birthday on March 5th was fast approaching. Mo called Andy to wish him many happy returns. Instead, a distressed Robin answered the phone. Where's Andy?
I don't know. I haven't seen him for a few days.
Robin with his hand on his ear.
Said, <I don't know. laughs> with the phone in the other hand. always picture, you know, maybe he always is just wearing the, you know, his headphones.
Of course. Where's Andy, Mo asked. He can't come to the phone, Robin said. He's out of his skull.
Oh.
Robin revealed Andy had been slipping away to the off license and binging heavily. Again, it was a mess.
Surprise.
Robin suspected Andy was in grip of a major depression. His old insecurities had resurfaced. He was unsure if he had real talent or was just a product of his famous surname. I don't know if I'm just the baby beachy kid, if I really have talent. People just bought those records because I'm a brother of a Bee Gee. This is all too much for Mo.
Probably.
The hits he did sucked.
Shadow
Dancing. Horrible.
Shadow Dancing.
What were the other hits he had?
That's the only one I can think of.
There's three number ones.
Staying Alive.
No, that's Bee Gees. I know.
Man on Fire?
No, that was no hit.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
This is all too much for Mo, who knew a fair bit about the perils of overindulgence. Well, tell him to saw it off, Mo barked before hanging up the phone. How could he? Mo asked Yvonne after. When will he learn? That night, Mo dreamed Andy died. It scared the hell out of me, he said afterwards. Big Brother Barry had a similar situation. He managed to get Andy on the phone, but the conversation was fire. You've got to get your act together, Barry snapped. Now! Then he too hung up again, and disappointed and angry at Andy's relapse. Barry's tough love didn't work. After celebrating his 30th birthday in London, Andy suffered further chest pains and was taken to John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford. On March the 10th, Mo's phone rang. It was one of Robin's staff. Andy's dead. Mo dropped the phone.
I shouldn't laugh.
Andy's myocarditis had killed him, a diagnosis confirmed by Beverly Hills cardiologist William Schell, who recently treated him and backed up by a statement from the hospital, which said, this is the biggest BS. There is no evidence his death is related to drink or drugs.
But oh, yeah, because 30-year-olds just die all the time.
Yeah, of course. But there's little dispute his excessive lifestyle didn't help his condition. It caused his condition. Yeah. Give me a break. Although an overdose death, which some tabloids hinted at, just wasn't the case. One rag blared, cocaine kills Andy Gibb! Blared.
Oh, well, cocaine. Then it wasn't broken heart.
His brothers asked questions that were beyond their ability to answer. What if we'd made him a Bee Gee? Would that have helped? Did we do enough for Andy? They thought about the nights on the Spirits Having Flown tour. When the Spirits Having Flown tour? What a shitty name for a tour. God, I got to see the Spirits Having Flown tour. Spirits Having Flown? Does that even make sense?
No.
Is it the name of a bad song?
Couldn't pay me $400.
Possibly.
To go there.
The Spirits Having Flown tour. That's got to be the worst name of a tour I've ever heard of.
I think it is a song.
Andy would join them for You Should Be Dancing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you, Jay? Yeah.
Oh.
Having flown.
I'm going to tell this song sucks.
It's so easy to harmonize with. Huh?
Don't name a tour after this piece of shit. Are you kidding?
That's right. It sucks.
I don't even know what he just said. Yeah, that's right. He said...
Just trying to imagine somebody calling Barry and saying, oh, I'm sorry, he's on the Spirits Having Flown tour right now.
He's going to suck.
What?
Phew. I was mad at the Bee Gees because I went to BGSU and I felt badly. It was a bad association.
Now, Gibb brother, Andy Gibb, who had a solo singing career. He died of fart failure at the age of 30. Yeah,
fart failure. Sound like fart failure to me. Yeah. Fart failure or fart failure?
Fart failure.
Oh, and you can't fart, it kills you? I guess it
yeah.
can.
Yeah, that's why you got to let him up, gas, Brandon.
It could kill you.
His other big songs were I Just Want to Be Your Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard
I just want to be your everything.
Admit, it's kind of fun to sing like the Gibbs.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. What's the third one?
Love Is Thicker Than Water. Oh,
yeah. Love is higher than a mountain. Thicker than water. What was that all revved up about? Was it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something?
Oh, no. It was Beyonce and the Grammys.
Oh, yes. It was the Beyonce performance. Yeah, which got that raging
No one understood.
Where they knew everything she was trying to get across, and they raved about how wonderful it was. And I was like, I didn't know that. How did they know that? But anyway...
And the year before, she did something, too, that was like that.
So they,
and no one understood.
I'm not sure if they've changed the order of the... Oh, my God, this one guy made a comment. Got 144 replies.
Ooh.
Five replies deep, the subject has changed, and then five more replies, the subject had changed to something else.
You know, honestly, this is one of the first times I've seen that most of the comments are pretty direct. But, you know, you get the, you can earn $16 an hour doing, you know, stuffing envelopes or whatever. That always jumps in there. I always love when the Simpsons show that.
I always laugh because I'll read like MGO blog site, and somebody will post something, and then the response to it will be something else, and the next one will be totally off the subject. And next thing you know, it's off to the races.
Yeah, that happens
the
on
subject changes.
You know what? That happens on YouTube.
Yeah.
Videos too.
It's the weirdest.
And
thing.
I can't believe it. It's like, why are they talking about Trump in the middle of these comments about Luca by Susan Vega? What the fuck is that?
But it's amazing how quick it turns to that.
Yeah, and you get like 14 people in a row who jump in, and they're ready to go. Okay, I found the comment actually that I was interested in. Eugene, as a black man, I'm ashamed at how my people act. It's sad. We can't even get along amongst ourselves without getting in a fight. And there's more. Wait. Or wanting to get a gun and kill each other. I now understand why so many hate us. It's not for our color. No one can change that. But it's our ways. In that a person can change. Even the Africans hate American blacks. Sad. Okay. So I figured, wow, we're going somewhere now with the comments. So I'm going to keep reading.
Let me guess. One of them is going to be, you're probably not even black.
No, I don't think there is one like
that.
Okay. I swear to God.
How cynical.
Then LB Sweet 102 jumps in and says, my black people need to chill with the aggression sometimes. Always thinking they're going to kick somebody's ass. Because they don't use conflict resolution or coping skills, any chance for a suit is lessened now. Okay, Ian jumps in here. A direct result of the entitlement attitude the liberals are espousing. Okay, you're right, Mark. Somebody did pop in.
Okay.
Harley Ryder. The ones that caused the fights and commotions be removed from the airport and put on a no-fly list. Airline services are terrible. If you don't like it, the best way to fight back is to not use them. Oh, okay. Right. That's good advice. Yeah, we're just going to stop flying.
Just start driving. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there is a point. Instead of the no-fly list, can we, like, suspend people for flying for 2 years?
How many times have we talked about that? Yeah. How you see these fights on... I saw a fight between, like, a steward and this dude. It got physical. They had to strap him in and all that. And then it turned out the guy had been in a fight on an airplane 3 years earlier. And I'm like, why is he not suspended from flying for 10 years?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be no-fly all the time. Just put him on suspension.
So it continues. I swear to God, people lack the skills today to deal with the stuff that comes up unexpectedly. Shit happens. You're in Florida. GJM. Lock the animals up will cause the fights and commotion. Everybody wants cheap flights. Then they need to act like adults when there are delays. Oh, look. Blacks are exercising their freedom of speech peacefully.
Boy.
Peacefully?
Yeah, this gets very racial. Entitled blacks don't get their way, so they riot. Jerry, looked like a BLM flight cancellation. The Patriot, begging the question as to who would want to even fly with these animals.
Who are the animals? Spirit?
The people at the air, people trying to get
Fighters.
On the plane, the people
who
are riding.
Choose who's flying with you?
Well, it was not an attractive, they did not act in an attractive manner.
They're saying that you don't want to fly with them. They might have caused trouble when they were up in the air.
Spirit
what
Airlines,
does he do for the black people?
Spirit Airlines is the ghetto of the industry like Walmart. Ghetto mentality is becoming pervasive in America. Thomas, the people with the darker tans seem to be the problem. America won, illegals nothing. These were the Greyhound bus passengers that through deregulation of the airline industry in 1978 are now able to afford travel by air, re-regulate and increase airfares to price out the bus crowd, order restored. Michael, just as the news headlines read, white police officer opens fire and kills unarmed black male, this should read, angry black mob becomes violent at Spirit Airline terminal. And it goes on. There's quite a flurry of that. Actually spurred some commentary about the media, which I thought was kind of interesting in a way, because it is a black group. I don't know why. The destination, maybe it was a group flying together, but there is no reference. I read three or four different articles about this story. There's no reference to the fact that these are primarily black people. In fact, I don't know. Did anybody see white people?
Should there be?
I don't know. Good question. That's what. But this guy is complaining. Let me just read the. Just as news headline reads, white police officer opens fire, kills unarmed black male. This should read, angry black mob becomes violent at Spirit Airline terminal.
I think that's a little different.
Yeah, I would agree. But I think it's interesting that if you look at the video, it is, I didn't see any white people in the video. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't looking
hard
enough.
In the video, or the fight video where they're pulled away?
It was a smaller section.
Because there
were
white people. I mean, the two people on Channel 4 were white, who were from Detroit.
The white people that were arrested?
No, that were there at the airline that had, you know, while the mob.
Oh, I was just watching the crazy part when people getting dragged away.
The fights.
Now, I wasn't really looking that hard. I wasn't counting by race. So I don't know. Should that have been part of the story, or is that politically incorrect, or is that not of interest?
It's probably politically incorrect.
Oh, I would agree it's politically incorrect. This guy's angry.
Let me ask you, though, honestly, is that newsworthy to point out the ethnicity or...
Well, the African Americans are, what, 13% of the population. If they're 100% of a group, I don't know. It seems like it's... I don't know. I would say it's part of the story. I don't...
What if...
You could have a completely white group that does something and...
Should you point it out if it's all white?
Yeah, I would say people might
point
it out.
No, I don't think they would.
What if it's a flight
whites are how much? What percentage of the population are whites? 75%?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What if it's a flight to Key West and they all appear to be gay?
If it was a gay group, let's just say, hold on.
I don't know. Let's say
it's a group going to a gay event in Key West and that happened. Don't you think the fact that this group is a gay group traveling together would be mentioned? Wouldn't that be newsworthy?
Maybe.
What
if it's a group of doctors that are flying somewhere?
I think that would be mentioned because it would be surprising that doctors would get in a bunch of fist fights at an airport over a few cancellations. I don't know. I think the comments are... I'm not necessarily saying I agree with the comments, but
I think it's an interesting topic.
Yeah. I see race was left off the article, even though it was apparent. Many times I've been stranded in an airport for 3+ hours and never acted this way, nor seen others act this way. Some feel they're above everyone else. These people should be put on a do not fly list. They can't be trusted. T, what civilized person acts like that? I can certainly understand being furious, but really, people? Robbie, blacks are dumb. IQ tests measure the innate and immutable. And then he provides a complete list of IQ by race. I don't know where this list comes from.
Where are the Arabs? Where are the Syrians? I want to know how dumb I am.
All right, let me see.
You're angry.
You know, it's funny. I'm watching the video, and at the beginning, there's this bald white guy who's just trying to get out of the way.
Does he get pummeled?
No, he's just in the way. I want him to move so I could see more.
That's a good video there.
White average IQ by race. Whites, 100. Ashkenazi Jews equals 115. East Asians, 106. Inuits and Eskimos equals 91. Did he make this up?
Oh, my God.
Southeast Asians, 87. American Indians equals 87. Non-white Hispanics, 86. American blacks equals 85. Average, 24% white mixture. What?
What's the source of this?
I don't know. He just provided this. I'm not vouching for the source here. But anyway, that's your Yahoo comments. Does Yahoo normally filter out comments? Does anybody know? I don't read Yahoo comments a lot.
I doubt it.